And I washed their shirts, their white shirts, and I washed 14 white shirts one day.
Because you hated your brother for doing that to you. Nowadays, people would just send their clothes to a
laundrette.
Well, I have an automatic washing machine now. Uh-huh. Dry.
But what about the place in town where you can send your clothes to be?
They have a washeter. You can, if you don't have a washing machine, you can carry your clothes to town, to the laundromat, washeter, whichever we want to call it, wash them and dry them.
What about a place where they do that for you?
They have a laundry.
Uh-huh.
For not too big a one.
Mm-hmm.
You usually have to send off to Hattiesburg or somewhere to get special things done.
Uh-huh.
But they have dry cleanings. And they also, at the laundrette, they have a dry cleaning machine. You can just put your clothes you don't wash that you dry clean and put it through that machine and do your own thing. Much pressing to do to that because it don't even get to tear the pleats out of your things.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is to press over them a little bit.
Did you ever hear, did people used to use that word laundry much? Would they say, I've got to do my laundry?
Or
no,
do my washing.
Uh-huh.
Just washing. Don't mention laundry.
They washed.
Laundry was. Washed.
And I went.
Be wash day tomorrow. And the scrub said, go to the barn and get me some shucks so I can put in the mop. What do you call that?
Scrub.
What? Huh?
Scrub. I done that myself. I didn't send nobody.
Scrub mop.
They didn't get the right kind of shucks.
It had a hole.
I was hard to please.
It was a big cypress flock.
Uh-huh.
With a hole bored in it. She'd bring them shucks and stuff them in there. And that's the way she scrubbed. I don't know, drag that big.
It's in place of scrubbing with a broom, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And I washed it the spring.
Well, the last time you've seen one of them, Lily?
Washed it the spring.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times. Had my clotheslines down there.
Shug? How long has it been since you've seen
years. One? And
you would know what?
Oh.
Look, it's a big, thick block, thick as a table. And it's cypress and it's easy to cut. And it bore holes in it like that. And in the center, you bore holes, the handle goes in it. And it got four holes on this side, four, that's eight. And one in the center is nine. And then you take it and put them shovels. You turn the long part of the shovel down, but it goes on the floor, you see.
Did you pour my coffee?
No, I didn't pour you. No, you want some?
No, don't worry, not now.
Well,
I'll
drink
it while
it's fresh.
Get it directly. Let me finish up what you asked me.
That thing will last for years. Oh,
wow,
honey,
be
shut.
Hold on.
So you done, and only mostly for a broom, we use a broom, sage, broom. Go twist broom sage out of a field, pick it up that high and make a pretty broom.
Mm-hmm.
You strip it and then wrap it with a string, you know. Oh, she used to make some of the purse things you ever looked at. She done that right here.
I wish I had one there.
Yeah. Where would you find a sage field?
Florida.
You see some down there?
Sure
did.
Was it very high?
High to my head.
Oh,
clumps on the side of the road.
Huh?
It's just clumps on the side of the road.
What about something that you used for heating up water to make hot tea?
Kill it.
Well, tell you the truth, we didn't drink hot tea.
Back then, they didn't know what
no,
tea
No, we didn't
was.
Drink tea. If somebody was sick, they'd go out in the woods and gather up some kind
sassafras.
Of herbs or something or other for tea.
Uh-huh. You know what sassafras is, don't you?
Sassafras, we would get to roots and make sassafras tea in the spring. You could drink it hot or you could drink it cold.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't make any difference.
Mm-hmm.